This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place, so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Will your child be ready for kindergarten? At Chesterbrook Academy Preschool, the answer is yes. Our curriculum offers the perfect balance of learning and play. Our teachers personalize that experience for each child through engaging activities that develop the skills they need to be ready for what comes next. Attend a Chesterbrook Academy open house on Saturday, March 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find a preschool near you, click the banner or visit ChesterbrookAcademy.com. That's ChesterbrookAcademy.com.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
Is this a joke?
This is Dan Patrick.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, waiting on the arrival of Adam Sandler, big-time actor now. It's like people look at him differently. You know, I'm worried about losing Adam Sandler, because if he gets nominated for an Academy Award, God forbid, if he wins the Academy Award, then I've lost him. Then he won't return my phone calls or text anymore. I might lose him. He's on the cover of New York Times Magazine, big-time actor Adam Sandler. I'm running the risk of him turning into Daniel Day-Lewis. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, you're right. He never had any success until this Uncut Gem.
Yeah, but this is different. This is different.
He's made more successful movies than like anybody in history.
I know, but this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff here. Now, all of a sudden, Adam Sandler, actor. The critics love Adam Sandler. They usually don't like his movies. This one, Uncut Gems, they like it. And he's done a great job. He's really good in it. And I recommend people watch it. It comes out on Christmas Day. All right, welcome to the program, already in progress. We've touched on a variety of things today. Still trying to figure out who that poor woman is in the Peloton commercial. I still want to know why Aaron Rodgers would have that guy as his regular agent in the State Farm commercial. That bothers me as well. That bothers me more than who is that poor woman in the Peloton commercial, and somebody needs to get her out of that commercial. We are working on both of those. Yes, Eden.
It's unfortunate for that woman, too, because this is like her big break. You know, like when she went and auditioned for this role and got cast, and she called her family and was like, I got it! I got the commercial! This is the man! And now she's like avoiding any type of, she doesn't want to be known for it at all, probably.
Do you think that this was strategic on Peloton's part? Do you think that they went, you know what, this is going to probably upset some people, but people are going to talk about this. Now, I don't subscribe to any publicity is good publicity. Usually the people who do are those who haven't had that kind of spotlight on you where they go, boy, I'd take any publicity. It's when you've had publicity and then it's negative publicity, it's not good. But, you know, the fact that most of the people working on that commercial behind the scenes were women, but was that strategic? Their stock has gone up? Yes, Eden.
I don't buy that at all. Not for one second. What, this is some type of actual a statement on society or something?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
The weird thing is that it's a very real scenario. I mean, that kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually know people who are like, oh, yeah, I got my wife a Peloton because, you know, she wants to stay in shape.
Yeah, but it makes it seem like he is sexist, that he wants her to stay in shape. That's the presentation that's bothering some people, right?
Right. Because she's like, here I go. I guess I'm going to do this.
But it's her facial expressions that give you sort of the idea that she's terrified.
Yeah. Like what could possibly be so scary about riding a stationary bike?
If I don't lose 7 pounds by next week. Yeah, Paul.
Well, the big issue here is, did the wife ask for the Peloton bike, or was she given a Peloton bike, even though she's in perfect shape, by her husband, without asking? Peloton should double down and do a prequel where the wife is dropping hints for months. I'm dead serious about this. They should double down and say, as a prequel, the wife is giving hints. I want this, this, this. I want my Peloton bike. And then he goes, I don't know. You don't need it. You're perfect as you are, blah, 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 blah. And then he drops the Peloton bike. And that's what they should do.
Because they cut the scene where he was measuring her thighs and was like, okay.
Body fat. Letting
yourself go a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
He built a natural scale in the hardwood of recessed flooring.
Wherever she stands, it tells you how much she weighs.
Digital readout. That's what I heard.
The sound of Todd's sneakers. He's like, honey, those things are hanging out for dear life, huh?
By the way, Todd's a little under the weather today.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time with my voice.
Yeah. But you said you feel fine.
I feel fine.
Okay.
No fever or sore throat or anything.
Okay. Now, I did give Todd the option of going home, and then he said, no, I know what will happen if I go home. Then you guys will make fun of me. And I said, we're making fun of you no matter what. Whether you stay or go, I would prefer you got rest, maybe some vitamin C.
I appreciate that.
People are wondering how we got Doc Rivers to fill in for Todd.
We just got to play four quarters.
Former North Carolina State coach Chuck Amato is here.
That was on me. We didn't come to play.
You're Ed Orgeron. Glad to have you here, though, Todd.
Good to be here, Dan.
But, hey, I really like Kawhi and Paul George together.
We gotta make a better effort than that. We gotta go four quarters.
How's Mr. Ballmer? How's your owner? You like him?
He's a great guy. He's been very supportive. I hope to be with the Clippers organization for many years to come.
All right. Well, thank you. By the way, we do have more calendars. I ordered more calendars. I listened to you. I ordered the calendar. I ordered more calendars just so we could torture Mario But we'll get those calendars out. If you order the calendar, go to the website. There's a lot of things on there. But if you go to the website, you can order calendars, and we'll get those out in time for Christmas. Now, there's no guarantee if you send the calendars back for us to autograph that we'll get them in time, get you those calendars in time for Christmas. No guarantee, but we'll do our best with that. But there are more calendars. Also, we have the holiday Meet Friday songs. Now, this is just going up till Christmas. We're going to hand out a Traeger grill to the winner. Kevin in Colorado, in honor of Adam Sandler joining us here in about 15 minutes, had this as his offering up for a Meet Friday Christmas song.
All paths like wings, golden roads good too. Put them together like a hot tub one-eyed brew. We don't eat chicken ribs, bacon burgers with an egg. We do it anyway. Smoke it all because we can't suck it vegan. So bring your empty stomacha. Meet Friday, so much funica. The owner of my favorite butcher shop tells me George Franconica. Smoke some pork chop. Not for Jews. Unless you're rich like Frippy McLovin, what are you? Suck it back, bro. We got ham slider. Venison from Bambi. Polly orders quarter bundle. Not too shabby. Some people think
that vegan so that's, is that's Kevin in Colorado with Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. I said to Sandler one time, I was going to be in a movie, and I said, in lieu of payment, I would love for you to sing your Hanukkah song on the show. In lieu of payment. And Sandler said, Danny. And I said, what? He goes, I don't know the words. Yeah, Paul.
Doesn't that show you how little he wants to do it, that he would actually pay you money to not do it?
I know. I agree. So I stopped asking him. I did. Yes, Todd.
I wish I could do the impersonation. I just don't have it.
Oh, you can't do your Sandler impersonation.
I would love to do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good interview there, Danny.
Yeah, Adam Sandler with a sore throat. There was a moment last night in the Rockets game against the Spurs where James Harden and a fan went back and forth, and this is what it sounded like. So Harden yells back at the fan, "Nobody wants to see fouls either." and then he dropped the GD. Yeah. Harden shot 24 free throws last night. And he made 24. Yes, he.
If nobody wants to see fouls, it'd sure be nice if he stopped drawing them all the time.
Mm.
Oh, creating all of that contact all the time.
You're blaming him.
Yeah.
Not those guarding him.
Like 90% of his game is creating fouls that don't exist.
Play that again. it's quiet in the arena.
Don't you wonder what happened before that? There must have been an exchange before that. Because that guy didn't even get his full sentence out yet before Harden was going back at him.
I'm going to guess he probably said something to that, you know, similar theme earlier, and maybe it was a recurring theme every time Harden went to the line at his end of the court, and then Harden finally said, you know what, I'm going to respond to this guy.
Nobody wants to see fouls. Either, goddamn.
Yes, <they got. laughs> yes.
But I don't get what is different this year. He's at 14.9. I mean, he's shattering the NBA record by Jerry West. It's held for 40 years. Why now? What is the? I don't understand why it's all of a sudden way different.
By the way, how is Jerry West shooting that many free throws?
I have no idea. Probably doing the same thing Harden did. Was
no, because
his arms up.
Because Jerry didn't initiate contact like Harden is. You know, Harden goes in, he wants you to have contact with him. Like, he's inviting it. And I just think that he's taking advantage of the rules. I think he's taking advantage of some bad defense, questionable strategy, and, you know.
But same rules last year.
But I think that he's ISOing even more this year than he ever has. And even with Westbrook there, he's still ISOing so much. And I think that, you know, he's drawing all these fouls. By the way, Luka Doncic, stat line last night, he went for 33, 18 rebounds, 5 assists, also had 5 3-pointers made. First player in NBA history to reach all those numbers in a non overtime game. Duke beat Michigan State last night at Michigan State in East Lansing. 87-75, that's the most points allowed by Michigan State at home in a non-overtime game in the Tom Izzo era. Michigan State's lost three times already this year. They were the preseason number one team in the Associated Press poll. All right, what's the poll question we have?
I actually put up, which job would you rather have, the Panthers or the Cowboys? And 61% agree with you, Panthers.
Yeah, the Jerry Jones part of this always makes me nervous. Even though you are coaching the Cowboys and you got a lot of talent there. Like, you can walk in right now, it feels like, the right coach, and turn that team around or take them to the Super Bowl. I truly believe that. Cleveland was not ready this year. They just weren't. You know, they got to figure this out. They got to figure out if Odell Beckham is there for the long haul. Do they want him there? You have two good running backs. I mean, really good running backs. High-end running backs. Baker hasn't played well. I don't think Freddie Kitchens has coached well. They make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he loses his job. They're going to be probably six or seven openings here in the offseason. Feels like that. All right, we're going to take a break. Adam Sandler is set to join us, and he's got a movie out now. It's called Uncut Gems, and it's winning awards there, right, Todd? Oh, that's right. You can't speak.
It is winning awards, though.
Thank you, Todd. You're welcome. Adam won an award. The National Board of Review awarded him Best Actor. The film also won Best Screenplay, included in their Best Top 10 of the Year. So Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. Now, there is comedy because people said, is this a funny movie? It is, but it's more serious than it is funny. I mean, Kevin Garnett is great in the movie. He plays himself, you know, and he's still with the Celtics. But, yeah, it's not what you expect with a Sandler movie, basically because I'm not in the movie. You know, that's the big disappointment for fans. That's what I'm hearing right now. People go to the movie theater and they go, movie was good, but you weren't in it. I'm guessing maybe they could do a sequel.
Oh, you're in?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to or not. But I did shoot a Halloween movie with Sandman that comes out next year. But, you know, I got to get that total up to, I guess if I get to 20 movies when I die in memory of, in memoriam, that the Academy Awards, that they'd probably put my name up there with my face. I'm guessing with 20. But 15 right now, that's not going to be enough to get up there on the big screen. All right, we'll take a break here. Adam Sandler will join us coming up next here. It's 15 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you could speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Adam Sandler, actor, comedian, and his new film is Uncut Gems. Yes. Nationwide, Christmas Day.
Yes.
In New York and Los Angeles.
The best.
Next Friday, December 13th, you can see it. Yes. Sandman won a big award yesterday.
Yes.
Yes. The National Board of Review awarded him the best actor.
They were right.
In history.
I didn't even thank them. Thank you very much for that.
Best actor in history. Is that what it is or just this year?
I don't know. I didn't look at the fine print, but I'm pretty sure I'm up there. If
you
did
a
top 100, don't you think I'd beat Humphrey Bogart? Yes.
No.
He paved the way, but I took it to the next level.
You would edge out Zach Galifianakis.
Maybe not. I don't know. He's good. Yeah. But Bogart is going down.
The film also won Best Screenplay, and it's one of the best top 10 movies of the year.
Judging from your reaction when you saw it,
yeah.
I agree with all of that.
So I'm at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I text Sandler just to say, hey, Sam, man, I love the movie.
Yeah.
And he's with his family on vacation in Florida, and he goes, hold on, I'm calling you. Now, I'm in a theater watching a concert with Tom Hanks hosting from the Garden where
really?
All of these artists are performing, and Sandler calls, so I have to step out. I'm with my family, and then I just said, hey, you were great. And then he wanted a whole synopsis.
I didn't want anything.
You did, too.
I was being polite.
No, you were going... Danny, tell me what you like. What did you like, though?
You liked the phone call.
I did like when you're in the closet and your girlfriend is on the couch and you're in the same apartment.
You're disgusting.
You did it.
I didn't.
Okay, so let me give the synopsis here of Sandman.
Yes.
Charismatic jeweler.
Yeah?
That's what it says.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I just say you're kind of a sleazy jeweler. You make a big bet that could lead to a lot of money or a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
It's a precarious high wire act.
Yeah.
He has to balance business, his family, his girlfriend,
right.
and everything else that comes along with it.
That's a lot to do, fellas. But I did it.
Okay. How did they get you in this movie?
I was in the Meyerowitz Stories. I was going to Cannes, all right? The festival.
Yeah.
Festival of Lights.
I don't think it's called the Festival of Lights. I don't think so.
Every festival
like there's a City of Lights.
Well, I'm telling you, this man,
there was a festival.
Man was going nuts that night. It was very bright.
It's festival.
But
festival.
Meyerowitz Stories. I'm going to Cannes. I keep getting a call from my agency. The Safdie brothers would like to meet you. They're going to be in Cannes as well. I said, who are they? And I didn't know who the Safdie brothers were. They said, they're young guys. They're great filmmakers. And I said, I'm all right. I don't need to do that. They know what I do. And and they were like, no, you got to meet them. Them telling you. And then I said, nah, come on. They know what I can do. What am I meeting them about? Are they giving me a movie or something? Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they told me, just watch their movie. So when I came back home from Cannes, too late, I didn't see him in Cannes, I watched Good Time. Did you see Good Time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I was like, oh, my God, these guys are great. And then I watched all their movies and everything they did. I was like, all right, so let's get that meeting going.
Yeah, they did the one with Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very good.
Very good.
Now, did they write the movie with you in mind?
I apparently they sent the script to me 10 years ago, and Sandy passed on it. So, yeah, 10 years ago they wanted
me. So your manager just didn't give it to you?
I don't see everything. I can't see everything. But, yeah, he made the decision, not for you, buddy. But maybe he was right. I was a little young for that movie.
Okay.
10 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
But it all worked out, and these guys are good.
Now, you did an audition.
No, we just sat and had a bunch of meetings in New York, and we talked about the character and talked about everything and what, you know, it was nerve-wracking because I was naked and crazy.
There is a scene where there is nudity.
Yes. No, none of the front, but still on the set.
I think I saw a little bit of the front.
I do. Maybe it hopped out for a second.
Sandman is in the trunk.
Yeah.
He gets roughed up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's naked. He gets locked into the trunk of his car.
Yeah, man.
And
being nude is awful in front of anybody for me. I don't even.
Okay, but what are you wearing in that scene?
That one, I'm not wearing anything. But I'm in the trunk, and they call action, and you shoot it, and I'm in the trunk of a car, and blah, blah, blah. And then they call cut, and it's done, and everyone's moving on. But then you got to get out of the trunk, and you're naked, so I'm looking for something to block myself with because it's just awful. It's a career changer. And so,
is there a director's cut
with
nudity? More nudity.
Maybe they could be. These guys were very nice. They saw it in my eyes. Please don't do this.
So I thought you were terrified from the scene. You were terrified seeing you naked.
I just played the naked of it all as an actor.
What was the hardest part of this?
Well, I'm telling you, what happened was I read the script and I was terrified. And Jackie, I said,
your wife.
My wife, can you read this? And we sat and she was like, oh, my God, it's great. And blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm terrified to do this. But, you know, it's like 2 months of being this guy. And she's like, oh, yeah. She just calmed me down and said, you can do all this stuff and commit to it and jump in and blah, blah, blah. And so we did. And now you're scared. But fun. I grew to love being the guy.
But also, you're not in control.
Yeah, right.
Well, because normally, you're in control of your movies.
Right. The
how
comedies.
Did that feel?
It feels good. It feels good to just say, yeah, I felt like you doing my sets. Well, yeah. Like, what else, Sandman? Help me, Sandman. No, the guys, they knew what they wanted. They knew what this guy was, and they grew up going to the 47th Street, and they just brought me into that world. I learned a lot.
Have you ever bought jewelry from the Diamond District?
I don't think I have.
It's terrifying.
Why are you afraid you're getting...
I got my engagement ring there.
You did?
Yes.
That's funny.
I got locked in a jewelry store.
Right.
So I was with my wife. We were just looking. And uh-huh. We walked into a store, and the guy locked the door.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you're not getting out until you buy an engagement ring.
Wow.
And I said, no, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. And I was panicked.
Yeah.
And my now wife said, open the door, open the door.
Help my future husband.
And then I went outside just to get, you know, fresh air. If you come out of a jewelry store with no package, everybody else on the street, then they send runners over and say, hey, come on over here. What are you looking for?
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Had like four different guys coming over to go. And I said to my wife, I said, I got to get out of here.
Yeah,
you know, because getting engaged, engaged is, you know,
that's
tough
your
enough.
Own private moment.
Yeah,
now,
well,
this one was, I know. Scary stuff.
Adam Sandler's joining us. Uncut Gems nationwide on December 25th. Was Kevin Garnett, was his scene written, that character was written with him in mind?
I think they wrote it 10 years ago for Stoudemire. And then,
so it was going to be in New York.
Yeah, it was going to be.
Sotomayor was here. Okay.
And I think Cassie had a nice connection with mystical stuff and Israel and Jews, and they wrote.
Well, he's
about
part
that.
Jewish.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I think Sotomayor. Is that right, Nicholas?
Yeah, him and Jordan Farmar are all-star players.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great acquisition for you guys, though, Sandman.
Yeah, that was a good.
I mean, having Stoudemire.
That was big. That was Rod Carew level.
That kid in Memphis, too, James Wiseman, I think.
No, he's not. He's not Jewish.
Oh, his last name's Wiseman?
Well, yeah. That my friend said a great joke that maybe it's an old joke, but Spider-Man. Spider-Man's Jewish. The Spider-Mans are coming over.
Did you have to add, like your accent is...
Yes, I was doing, I met a few guys there, and I was kind of doing a little taste of all those guys. All the guys on the block were helping us with the movie, and I got to follow them, and a couple guys in particular, I was taking their mannerisms and attitudes and a little of their voice.
But also, when you go, there's certain places in New York where you're not going to a store, because what you have, where you do your business, you got to get buzzed in. You got to go through, you know, security, an office,
right.
And then you go up, and then you go buzz through, and then buzz through again.
Yeah, that's.
And that, you know,
that's
then
part of what got you nuts.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But when you start to look at this, and then you it's weird. As I watched you in the beginning, and it was just Adam Sandler in a movie.
Uh-huh.
And then about, I don't know, a quarter of the way in, I go, like, I forgot that it was Adam Sandler doing the movie.
That's cool.
Which is probably the best compliment I can give you.
Sure.
You just became this person.
Yeah.
What did your wife say when she saw it?
Oh, man, she loved it. She thought she was a big part of it. So it was kind of like, you know, some of the heavy scenes I had to do with it, being emotional. So I would call her a lot and say, I don't know how to do this or how to get to this place.
Do you know how to be emotional?
I'm not emotional. I don't cry that much. I don't think I ever cry. Do you?
All the time.
Well, yeah. You told me that. Yeah. You're good at crying.
Yeah.
I don't let it out.
I cried when the movie ended.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It's heavy ending. But
I cried because I wasn't in it. That's why I cried. I didn't cry because of anything that happened.
We're going to get you to 20 soon. I can get you to 20, honestly. I can do that in 4 months. I just get a lot of stuff cooking.
By the way,
yeah.
Look what I got for you. I got you a T-shirt.
Ah, oh, that's good.
See?
Yeah,
and I got it large.
Double X!
No. You've been slimming
so
down.
Tight. No, that's a loose jacket. No, it is? That's great.
Yeah.
No, I'm not slimming down. In fact, when I was putting my socks on, I think yesterday, I went, what the hell is happening? What is happening? Because I played so much basketball.
Yeah.
Why would my body do this?
But don't you take care of yourself?
I do. I try to eat right. I eat very good egg white omelet every day.
But when you did the water boy.
Yeah, I was in shape.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm getting older. I don't know what to do. I'm getting old. Huh?
What, Paul?
We were all just saying, 4 months ago, you were on the basketball court all over the place.
I can do that. I just, my body's not looking like it should. My shoulders are perfect. I have very strong shoulders. Great tricep muscles.
That's great.
Biceps are getting softer. And my...
And we get to see you.
I got the shirt off in the movie.
Yeah.
I look all right.
Oh, well. Yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah, I look all right. Like, he's all right, I guess.
No, I felt better.
I guess.
I felt better about myself when I saw you with your shirt off.
Man, the socks thing, though, the other day, you would have felt great about you. It was like this, I guess, the lean over.
Like
my chest is soft now. I have a softer chest than I used to have. I used to have, like, that was part of the greatness of me, was this perfectly chiseled, cut down the middle chest.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming just one mound of chest. Used to be two chests.
Two chestuses? Two chestuses. But you, I think everything I read on this was, you know, why doesn't Sandler do more of these?
Well, how the hell is that supposed to happen? How many great scripts are happening every day? You know, these guys are incredible. They gave me an opportunity. And I like doing comedies, too. So I can't just throw away my whole life.
I know. Your moneymaker is your comedy.
It's my love.
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, you brought it up. Getting mad now.
Okay, but you get mad at the critics, not me. I'm just echoing what they're saying.
I'm sort of talking to them.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have, like, Punch Drunk Love.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've had some of these movies where people go,
do that.
Yeah.
I like what I do, man. And I like it a lot. And but I really, this is, if other opportunities happen, I hope to work with these guys again.
But I'm always amazed when somebody goes, oh, I didn't know Sandler could act. I said, Why did it take this for you to understand if Sandler could act or not?
It's different thing. They see me in a different way because they're used to my other movies. So I get that. It looks different.
And then you're doing a Halloween movie.
That's going to really shock them. I come back strong.
Then you go back.
I mean, whoa.
Because, you know, actors are always looking for the next project after they do something remarkable. Get nominated or something.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, and then
I'm doing that.
And we're in a Halloween movie.
Halloween movie. I can't all of a sudden make sure that the youth of America is enjoying a Halloween movie and having a good time. And you're great in it, by the way. Can't wait for you to see it.
Hubie Halloween.
You want to do any of your lines? You actually said one of your lines.
I did?
Hubie Dubois.
You know what we still laugh at? That's my boy. When we're at the prison.
Yeah.
So the first take, and I've got the Danettes there running camera. Fritzy's got his camera pointed towards the wall. And you're there with Andy Samberg. Susan Sarandon's on the other side of the glass. And we walk in, like you're in a moment where you're going, holy bleep, we're in this scene right now.
Right.
There's Susan Sarandon who's won an Academy Award. And then you turn to me and he goes, TV's Randall Morgan. What are you doing here? And you started laughing. And then I thought, we're really going to do this here.
Yes. TV. That's right.
TV's Randall Morgan.
TV's Randall Morgan. What are you doing here? And I'm like,
that was deep in my character.
But that's where I feel like I might have taken advantage of our friendship. Because
bringing the Danettes?
I did.
That's
Because I thought, oh,
I brought us closer.
He's too nice. You were too nice.
I got your back by bringing Joe Vesey around.
No.
That's where we're equal.
Joe Vesey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He carries the ball, though.
He, you know, ever since you said I carry.
You do.
Which is, I do, maybe if there's reps watching.
Old NBA, they call that.
Exactly. I didn't grow up with the old. I grew up with Harden.
No, you didn't.
No, all right. But still.
You're Iverson, Stockton.
Iverson is similar to
Why
my style.
Why are you yelling today?
You brought up Iverson.
No, I brought up you carried the ball.
But if I could go lower, if I could bend more, I would probably carry
it. Is it your belly?
It's, no, it's the back.
Oh, the back. Oh, the back.
Terrible back. I can't bend, man. The knees hurt.
What do you have besides Hubie Halloween?
How much more do I need? I got uncut gems. I got Hubie Halloween coming out in a year.
Oh, but I know you guys always do this stuff in advance. I just need to know what my schedule's going to be.
You got
to
do something this summer. We'll get something this summer.
Because I missed out on the Aniston movie.
Jennifer Aniston.
And is that her call?
No. Love
it felt, no, no, because remember she called me the sports guy. Like, you introduced me to these women
the
as
sports
the sports guy.
Nicole Kidman could not stand
She did not
you.
Like me. She did not like me.
She loved
no,
you.
No, she didn't. She had no idea who I was.
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews, yeah. He liked me until I spilled beer all over him when I first met him. Danny, you'll like Dave. You guys like to drink. Boom, spilled my beer all over him. Right there. Do you care if you get nominated?
I guess it would be fun. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that because everybody mentions good stuff and then they say, maybe he'll get nominated or something. I can't imagine that happening, but it's fun. It would certainly be fun for everybody. I mean, most people.
Are you okay? This is odd, but if you do get nominated,
yes, I'm gonna wear a tuxedo.
No.
I'm gonna bring you.
Yes. Can I go as your plus one?
I already promised Jackie, but you know that if I'm going, I can get 10 seats.
No, you can't.
You bring the Danette still. No. Everyone's going.
Once again, see, that doesn't help you.
It does help me. I think it makes me a man of the people that I would bring.
Well, you are a man of the people.
Such a mess. Yeah. Such a mess. And they're wearing that, and that would be great.
But you know, are you starting to take inventory of some of these other performances by men?
I've seen them all. I've seen a lot of great ones. Yeah, that's why I go, I don't know. He's slipping by that one.
Like, no, who are you?
I don't know who's getting
who are you concerned about?
I got to tell you, I never, not one year have I ever even realized who's getting nominated until I watched the thing. I go, oh, good, he got nominated. I don't watch these movies a lot, but I'm watching them because I'm doing interviews with these guys. You know, I did a round table, so I saw the, a lot of great ones.
Like who?
De Niro and... And then I hung out with Pitt. I saw Pitt's movies. Man, both those movies.
Now, he'll get nominated Best Supporting Actor.
Yes.
And he was very good.
I'm sure he will. He's incredible in both those. And you know what? Do you ever see this? Did you see Honey Boy?
I heard it was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I heard he was great.
He's incredible.
But would you rather get nominated for Best Actor or win Best Supporting Actor?
I'll take the win, man.
Okay.
Give me the damn trophy.
You want the hardware.
All these years.
Do you
of
have any trophies?
I've brought. I have millions of them.
You do not.
I have 4 punt, pass, and kick trophies. I won punt, pass, and kick. You remember that?
In New
that
Hampshire?
That looks like an Oscar, yes. I have a gold, a silver, and 2 bronzes. I got worse and worse as I got older.
Well, wait. In New Hampshire, there's not many people, though, to compete in the punt, pass,
and kick. You could talk to Chip Kelly like that. Yeah, no, there's great.
Wait, you were in the punt, pass, and kick contest?
Yes. Well, who sponsored that? Ford or Sunoco? I don't remember.
I remember Andy Reid. Remember that video of Andy Reid where he's like 6'3", 250, and he's 13?
Yeah.
And he's and everybody else is, you know, like 4'3"
right,
kids.
Right, right.
And he was in the punt, pass, and kick contest.
Did he win?
I think he did, but I think he's been the same size since he was 13.
Do you remember the rules of that? Where they'd have a tape measurer.
Yeah.
You had to throw it as far as you could, and then they would deduct if it was, if you hit the line, that was perfect. If it went to the side, they took away as many feet as it was away from, they deducted from the distance.
Yeah.
Anyways, my kicks were hitting tape.
Oh, really?
My punts were landing on tape. My pass, that was when I was 8.
You were good back then.
You didn't throw it quite as far then, so it was easy to hit the tape. And then the older I got, I guess I was throwing all over.
I did not know you had a lot of trophies. Like, you would get, MTV People's Choice and those kind of things.
I got a million of those.
You do?
I got a million of those in the house.
Like, the one trophy, if you have to leave the house and grab one trophy.
Oh, the fire? By the way, when we had the fire a few months ago, my wife said, what are we going to grab? I said, let's just get out of here. Yeah, let's run.
Yeah, I don't think that they're, you get your daughters out and then.
Got the daughters, a dog.
Dog?
Yeah. And then we, and Jackie, I forgot, maybe a couple of nice things. I don't remember.
Well, you're not a jewelry guy.
Nope, nothing.
But you wear a whole lot of jewelry in this movie.
I look good in it. Oh, actually, I was
told.
And
you have fake teeth, right?
Fake teeth, couple of earrings, magnetic earrings that hurt after a while. You guys ever wear a magnetic ear? I don't know why. It was really like giving me terrible headaches.
De Niro would have gotten his ear pierced.
That's why he's going to get the trophy, the Irishman trophy.
Do you know De Niro?
Very little. I don't know him like I know the, Dustin or Pacino.
But when did you meet
Nicholson.
Brad Pitt? When did that friendship?
Pitt, I know from, I don't know how, we know each other for like 30 years. He's funny as hell. You would love him.
I thought he was awesome.
Unbelievable.
I thought he was so funny in that movie.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in that movie.
When he's at the end, when he's on acid.
When he has the dog food.
Oh, yeah. He's so funny.
He's great.
Yep.
Uncut Gems opened nationwide on Christmas Day, but in New York and L.A. next Friday.
Yeah.
You can go see it.
That's great.
And I already got
to see it, fellas? In the theater?
In the theater.
Yeah, that'll be cool. It looks good. It looks, the guy who shot it.
The way they shot it was.
Darius, he did Seven.
Oh, okay.
He's like a superstar DP. He's one of the best DPs, it looks awesome.
Yeah. There's a feel to it.
Yeah.
The way it looks. We're rooting for you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rooting for you.
I'm rooting for you always. You're doing good, too. You look great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'll see.
Your son's a stud. I remember when he had a little narrow body on him. He's like
he showed up.
Superman.
He doesn't show up. But I said, hey, Sandman's going to be in studio. And then all of a sudden,
my
son decides he's going to show. He's not even listening.
Wasn't even paying attention.
Look up when we compliment you. Goodness gracious.
He met you already. He doesn't care what you have to say.
He was one of the best PAs ever on the set. A lot better than Vessi ever was.
Oh,
am I right?
I know. Vessi carries the ball.
He really does.
He does.
No, Bessie doesn't.
He does. He pushes off. He carries. You carry.
He does this crazy and one thing where he snakes. He does some weird thing.
I know.
He falls me. I fall to the ground, and then he puts his hand on his hip and shakes as he walks past. It's the grossest thing you've ever seen.
We're showing the video up here. When he was in the man cave.
He really's got it. By the way, the man cave's tough to shoot in. That looks like that because of the roof. The roof doesn't get on your nerves, fellas. Oh, see that?
There's a carry.
Oh, I don't know. That looked pretty good.
That was a carry.
That looked pretty
good. And it's
good.
A home court advantage. That's why I have the roof like that.
I know. That does make my line drive shot does work there. No spin line driver.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's Uncut Gems. Go see it. Adam Sandler. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, Ryan Deegan here. I'm excited to bring you our podcast, The Deegans, that will be every Wednesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. We'll be covering many subjects such as racing, family, how we stay together, how we thrive as a family. So I think it's exciting. We're going to cover all those subjects and many more.
Be sure you guys check out our new podcast, The Deegans, airing every Wednesday on Podcast One and on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
I bring in a t-shirt for Sandman, the one, the old-time hockey where I'm missing a tooth. And then Sandler leaves, and he left it on the chair. So then I had to run outside of the studio to give him the T-shirt. And then he claims that it needs to be double X, and I just gave him a large. Yes, McLovin.
Good thing our next guest wouldn't let Sandman out of the building there.
Peter Schrager? Yeah, no. Yeah. Schrager got here 2 hours early, so he wouldn't miss.
He skipped the last segment of Good Morning Football to get here. The room right on the street.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's like, I got to get in there and see Adam Sandler. All right. Got an update there, McLovin? I don't even know what our poll question is.
Which job would you rather have, the Panthers or the Cowboys? It's 57% Panthers.
All right. Do you want to change the poll question?
Yeah. How about our Peloton poll question? If you got a Peloton in your house, is it more likely to be used properly or hang laundry on? Because I know the answer in my house.
It always starts, like, we always have good thoughts. You know, most people join a club when they're, you know, health club, like January 1st. Yeah. I'm wondering by February 1st how many are still going to the gym. Like, you buy the Peloton because you go, oh, man, it's right there in my house. I don't have to leave my house. And then at some point, like a pool table is the classic example of that's where you put laundry. That does not get used. It sounds great when you go, yeah, we got a pool table, but you don't use it. Yes,
we have a water rower at my house.
Yeah.
That I get in trouble for. If I even put an article of clothing near it, I get in trouble. Mm. You're like, no, don't even start. Don't even tempt the idea of putting clothes on that.
Yes, Todd.
I can totally relate to that.
But you don't even have the workout equipment.
I have some workout equipment in the basement.
Do you use it?
I used to use it a lot more.
No. I always ask you a question.
I never
get a yes or no.
I don't put laundry on it. It's got some cobwebs on the
closet. Well, you've definitely never done laundry. You probably use the workout equipment more than the washer and dryer. And that's none of either.
I can't argue that. But I have a treadmill and some weights in the basement. And it looks cool. And someone comes over and they go, wow, look, you got a nice home gym in the basement. And it's just there for show.
Do you know how to do laundry?
It's been a while.
If I gave you some white.
I could do it, but I haven't done it since, like.
How long ago?
When I lived in L.A., which was like 15 years ago.
That's the last time you did laundry?
Yes.
If I gave you a bundle of whites to put in, you know what you're doing?
I have a feeling that the colors would run on the whites and I'd probably miss a step.
Well, no, it's just whites.
Yeah,
you don't put colors in with.
You got to put them separately.
Yeah.
I think I can handle
it. Todd. Yes, Paul.
The last time I did laundry, that involved rocks in a stream.
All right, final hour coming up. Peter Schrager from the NFL Network will join us. We'll talk to him about analytics in the NFL and how many of these coaches are going to be fired by the end of the year. Final hour coming up.
Monday night is podcast night
for the Los Angeles Lakers.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larsoul. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Can you call in your shot again? A team that has two stars, or two superstars in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear message. It's two stars and LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Five-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
All right, you guys, this is a very important announcement. I just got to try the new Bud Light Seltzer. Yes, that's right, Bud Light Seltzer. It's not a beer like you might think of when you hear Bud Light. It's a hard seltzer, and it is absolutely delicious. Perfect for if you don't like beer or if you're just in the mood for something new, maybe a little break from the old bottle of wine. So here's the deal. Bud Light Seltzer is 5% alcohol, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of sugar. It's even gluten-free, so basically, it's your new favorite beverage. It's light, refreshing, with a hint of fruit flavor. I personally love it for when I'm doing a little day drinking because it feels like you're just drinking a light, delicious beverage. And then you realize it's a little something-something in there. But really, it's great day and night. It's available in mango, black cherry, lemon lime, and my favorite, strawberry. I mean, they're all pretty great, but the strawberry is just out of this world, so I highly recommend giving this flavor a try ASAP. Bud Light Seltzer is unquestionably good. Pick up a variety pack and try it for yourself today.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.